Continuing to fight, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Despite claims by Russian President Vladimir Putin that his forces have captured the port city of Mariupol, Ukrainian officials say their forces continue to fight.
Mariupol has essentially been leveled to a smoking ruin, but the mayor insists no matter what happens, the Ukrainians will hold on to it. It will not be surrendered to the Russians. New satellite images appear to show mass graves. A sequence of pictures seem to show long lines of graves extending from a cemetery. Ukrainians accuse Russia of burying up to 9,000 people to conceal their war crimes. And for weeks now, an estimated 2,000 Ukrainian Marines, along with innocent women and children, have been hiding out. Some say they were rescued and were sharing one loaf of bread for 40 people.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv, Ukraine. A group of Georgia voters are trying to prevent Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from running for re-election.
Over a provision of the 14th Amendment preventing office holders from engaging in an insurrection.
She urged and encourage and help facilitate violent resistance to our own government.
Attorney Ron Fine represents the challengers. Green's attorney, James Bopp Jr., says raising doubts about the election is not disqualifying.
Isn't that quintessential political speech? Isn't that recognizing the role of Congress and certifying the electors?
An administrative law judge will present his findings to Georgia's top election official to ultimately determine if Green is qualified for the ballot.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Biden is taking steps to restore national forests devastated by wildfires, drought, and blight. He's using an Earth Day visit to Seattle to sign an executive order protecting some of the nation's largest and oldest trees, key buffers against climate change, and absorb significant amounts of carbon dioxide that contributes to global warming. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Afghanistan's ISIS affiliate has claimed responsibility for a series of bombings that targeted the country's minority Shiite Muslims. The deadliest occurred inside a Shiite mosque in northern Mazar-e-Sharif. Hospital officials say at least 12 people were killed, dozens hurt. In Kabul, a roadside bomb exploded near a boys' school, injuring two, and five children were killed today in northern Afghanistan while playing with unexploded ordnance. Arizona's governor has declared a state of emergency over wildfires.
It's all thanks to the massive wind-fueled wildfire burning in Coconino County. The tunnel fire, burning roughly 14 miles north of Flagstaff, has grown over 20,000 acres as windy conditions are expected to continue into the early part of the weekend. The emergency declaration announced by Governor Doug Ducey will help officials to provide resources to the people and communities impacted by the fire. Nearly 800 households in the area have been evacuated, and more than 370 firefighters have been called in to battle the blaze. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Today marks the 52nd annual Earth Day.
The organizers of Earth Day have made this year's theme, Invest in Our Planet. Earth Day started in 1970, and it led to the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency and the subsequent passing of laws, including the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, and the Occupational Safety and Health Act. Earth Day celebrations are planned online and in person, with events set across the country, including the Great Global Cleanup and the live-streamed Climate Action Summit. You can learn more at earthday.org. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Hockey Hall of Famer Guy Lafleur, who helped the Montreal Canadiens win five Stanley Cup titles in the 1970s, has died at the age of 70. A cause of death not immediately known, but Lafleur had been diagnosed with lung cancer. He registered 518 goals and 728 assists assist in 14 seasons with Montreal. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.